So, an amazing story in the People's Post of a very inspiring young man. He's Dylan Orange. He's 16 years old. They say he's soccer crazy. He's a grade 11 learner. He's from Oval North High School, and he's been selected to play in a tournament in France in July this year. He was informed in January, the article says, and work has already begun to raise 36,000 rand needed to get him to Paris. Now, I love stories like this, especially when it comes out of the community that I come from, and I come from the Cape Flats, as you know, I'm not ashamed to say that. There's nothing to be ashamed of, and we know the challenges facing our communities on the Cape Flats, and especially the teenagers, the youngsters. They are kids who die on a daily basis, and they die with these dreams, and they die with this potential. Then you have those kids who get the amazing support of their parents. And talking about parents, it's my pleasure and my privilege to welcome on air this morning Dylan's mom, Alicia Orange. Alicia, good morning to you and welcome to Cape Talk.
Hi, good morning, Jeremy, and all the listeners out there. Good morning to your team as well.
Yes, are you well today?
Yes, I'm very well this morning. Waking up to something like this is amazing.
It is amazing. Dylan's story is one that serves to inspire, encourage not only teenagers, but parents. You are a single parent. Dylan sadly lost his dad. He is soccer crazy. That's amazing. But you've been a driving force and an inspiration to 16-year-old Dylan, your son, to pursue his passion. Briefly tell us your story.
Yes, it started at a very young age. Dylan got interested in the ball at about the age of 2 when his father gave him a ball for his birthday. And then only months after that, his father passed away. But that was the only memory he ever had of his daddy. So we had it on a video, and he always looked at the video, and that was, he was inspired by the soccer ball he had and the only memory he had of his dad, and he's taking it further, making his daddy proud. It was also difficult along the line, getting him focused and stuff. From the age of 8, he started playing for a club. His coach, Mr. Dowd King, at that club kept him focused. They inspired him, they motivated him to keep him off the streets because our communities is crazy with crime. As a parent, you can only pray that your kids don't get involved. And some of the people are so jealous about your child also not wanting to get involved with the gangs and stuff. They target your kids. So your hands have to be on your children forever in this community. It's very difficult because I also was in retail, and my time, I had to split my time to try to get him on the field and get him out there. But luckily, it's starting to pay off now only. So hopefully we're going to get the right people seeing this and going to help us with our with sponsors and just to get my boy to live out his dream.
This is a story that many people need to listen to, because the story really for me is about a single mom who needs to go out and work. Who needs to leave a teenage son in a community where crime is rife, and that's just the reality of where we come from, Alicia, and a mom that believes so much in a son. And I think there are many parents who can learn from the kind of commitment that you're showing to Dylan to get to go to France and to also realize his dream. Just talk to me about the challenges of being a mother, having to work, being a single mom, having a teenage son, and just ensuring that he's okay and that his dream is actually realized.
Yes, it's very difficult having to go to work and having your son at practice at a certain time, knowing he must walk to the soccer field. We also had to try and get people that offer their time to take the kids. There is a few good ones in the community. So we had to get groups in the parents that is by the soccer field. We had to make up groups so that our kids get to the soccer field safe, because most of the parents is at work at that time. So they have to be at school, from school straight to soccer practice. And we as a parent committee had to get it the right way. We have one parent not working that afternoon that will assure that children get to the field safely. Most of the days we couldn't make it, and that was the days that they nothing happened to them, and they walked on their own. But most of the time, you're sitting at work and you're stressing. Did he make it there in time? He also can't take his phone with to practice. So there's no assurance that he is there safe. You just have to be, you just have to have faith at the end of the day that he is safe at home and that he went to his practice session. Saturday mornings, I had to work and I had to be, he had to play. And it's, it was really difficult to maintain stuff like that. So I had to, I always had to apply for jobs where I just had to have weekends at home. Now that they have this, I have to do fundraisers on weekends. I have to put out my time better to try and support my son in every way that I can. Yep. To just put in time. So now we have fundraisers. We're trying to have fundraisers. We come up with people. His school offered us his hall to do fundraisers in. So if there is maybe a comedian or something, then I can just take them to the school. They can have the flyers drawn up. And we can use the hall. It's very equipped and very nice.
Okay.
And then...
We're going to get into to the fundraising events because I see that you have a fundraiser planned on the 15th of Feb. We'll get to that in a moment. Which area do you live at, and what team does he play for?
He's currently playing for Samba 5. It's out in Portland. It's out in Promenade Mall. It's an indoor soccer club. He was selected by Samba 5 to go. He's always been in soccer. He's been into the school soccer. He's been into his club outdoor soccer where it was out in Beacon Valley. I'm staying in Eastridge, so it's forever between Eastridge and Beacon Valley, between Promenade and Eastridge, where you have to go practice. So now he's currently playing for Samba 5 for the indoor soccer team that selected him to go.
Awesome. Now, he after being informed in January that he will be, he's been selected to play in France in July this year, you now need to raise 36,000 rand to get him to Paris. How has that been going? How much money have you raised so far?
To tell you the honest truth, it's coming in very slowly. People are just saying, yes, we will support you. We'll get, for them, it's July. For me, it's July is now. I want this off my neck because I want Dylan to focus on his school, focus on his practice. Don't focus on, is mommy going to get the funds? Are we going to make it in time? Stuff like that. So for me, it's people is getting back to me with saying they will help us eventually. But for me, the time is just too precious to lose that I'm going to get to there. I'm going to get back to you. Stuff like that. For me, it's coming in very slowly. So now this fundraiser is coming up next week. They also sponsor the club for us to do it. The club is not everybody's scenery, but however, they sponsor the club for us for free to host this party there.
So there will be this fundraiser. It's on the 15th of Feb at the Las Vegas Lounge. Where is that?
Las Vegas Lounge is in Westridge in Mitchell's Plain. It's the only lounge, it's the only club in Mitchell's Plain, so most people that's from the area, and they're on Facebook as well, so it's easy to find, and it's a private function, so it's only Dylan's function at the night.
Okay, and tickets cost?
Tickets cost 30 rand. We're also having a best dress competition because it's a Valentine's theme for the people that dresses up. It's 10 rand to enter, and there's also going to be a raffle at the door.
Right. And the event starts at 7 o'clock?
Yes, dear.
Okay. Alicia, hold on for a moment. We're going to come back to you for some closing comments in a moment. I just want to say good morning to Shabir van Niekerk, who's also raising funds for six other footballers who will be going to Paris, and they also play with Dylan. Shabir, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us on Cape Talk. How are you?
Hi, good morning. I'm well in yourself. Thank you, man.
I'm good. It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure, my friend. So your involvement here is you're also raising funds, but are you actively involved with the soccer team itself?
Yes. I started Samba 5 Futsal Club at the 1st of August 2018. So nearly 7 months down the line. I got this call from this guy in December. Actually, I made contact with him regarding our kids, man, because there was this one boy... he was promised a lot of things, but not by me, man, by someone else, also from Mitchell's Plain. Then the kids' hopes keep being dashed, man. So I thought, you know what, this is a good opportunity, man. So I put in a group for our parents. And 8 or 9 parents came back to me with positive feedback, man. So as a person, as growing up in Mitchells Plain, there wasn't a lot of role models and so on, man. So I thought, you know what? I can make a positive impact on one person's life. Why not? Then eventually we got 8, 9 parents involved. And yes, we're having a function. The 1st of March, a karaoke at Lentege High School, starting at 8. Tickets cost 30 rand. And with that money, we are looking to book out Spine Little High for the first week in April with the help of Keenan Surf and Kenu and his manager, the comedians. They're trying to get good acts for us together so that we can raise over, we're not going to go small, we're going to go big, over 100,000 rand for these kids, man.
Right.
And myself to go over there.
Sure. So how long will they be in France for, though?
The original date is from the 6th until the 18th of June. So I'll probably be looking at leaving the end of May so that the kids can get acclimatized to the weather and all those things there, man.
And what will they be doing when they're there, Shabir?
Well, we'll be taking part in the Paris World Games where the likes of famous footballers of Liverpool, Robbie Fowler and those guys, they're out there. So it's a massive opportunity for our boys, man.
Have you been in touch with the provincial government at least to say, listen, this is the opportunity these boys have. They come from Mitchells Plain. They're also going to be representing South Africa. Please contribute. Have you considered that as an option provincially or even the city of Cape Town?
I have tried these things, but everybody's shooting you down, man, in a sense of, when you ask for assistance, it's either this or that. You get despondent, man. But as a coach and as a founder of this club, I shouldn't give up, man, because I come from Mitchells Plain. Like you said, you also come from Mitchells Plain. There's a lot of things, man. Yes, people say there's negative things about Mitchells Plain, but I don't see it like that, man. We should rise above our circumstances, man.
Yeah. Tommy, when you started the club, you say 8 parents responded very positively. Just in terms of drawing the youth to the Samba Indoor Soccer Club, have you seen substantial growth? Have you been able to reach out to kids who otherwise we would see as high risk in our communities?
Of course. I'm sitting with 60 to 70 personalities on a daily basis. Monday to Wednesday is training and Saturday's games. It's a massive challenge for me and my committee and my coaches as well. It's 60 different personalities you have to deal with. There's a lot of high risk kids that we have, but it's been amazing the turnaround you've seen at Children, man.
How do people contact you to support you financially or even with expertise or equipment apart from the boys going to France this year?
Everything, equipment-wise, balls, training things, everything comes out of my pocket, my committee's pocket. We charge a monthly fee for our kids, man, because where we're at now, that the DI Sports Arena is prominent. It's a business that people's running. My echo club is Samba 5 Futsal Club. I'm teaching futsal, me and my coaches. So everything costs money, so the people obviously have rent to pay this, so we have to charge a minimum fee to our kids, where we can cover our costs on a daily basis, man.
But how do people get in contact with you if they're listening this morning and they feel this is a cause they would like, this is something they would like to donate money to?
We have a club account. They can have my number. Can I give it?
Yes, please. Yep.
My name is Shabir van die Kerk. My number is 074-738-2671.
You don't have a Facebook page?
Yes, Samba 5 Futsal Club Facebook page. That is our Facebook page. And then it's my Facebook page, obviously, Shabir van die Kerk. And then you can have my email, which is piros17@gmail.com. And yeah, you guys, and if I can I do the club account as well? If anybody wants to donate anything?
Okay, I think that will be too much information in terms of a banking account. We have your phone number. People can connect with you on Facebook, Shabir van die Kerk, or Samba 5, a football club.
Futsal. Futsal club, yes.
How do you spell that?
It's F-U-T.
Yeah.
S-A-L and Club.
Okay, Samba 5 Futsal Club, that is their Facebook page as well. Let's get together and support them as the six other footballers go to Paris as well. Shabir, thank you so much for joining me, and we'll give out your details as well. And all the best. Keep us up to date with what is happening, okay?
Will do. Thank you, man.
Okay, there we go. That's Shabir Faniki. Let's quickly go back to Alicia Orange. And Alicia is 16-year-old Dylan's mom. Dylan is a grade 11 learner. He's at Oval North High School. He's from Eastridge in Mitchell's Plain. And he needs 36,000 rand to get him to Paris to go and represent the country, really, because they will be seen as South Africans. And Alicia is a single mom. I'm looking at a photo on the People's Post here, and Dylan has some medals around his neck and a couple of trophies. What is that about, Alicia?
Yeah, he has collected some of those over the years, and it's the my cabinet in the dining room is getting full of those already. So it's a good time that he go select some of the world trophies and bring it home.
There we go. Alicia, how do people contact you? Are you on Facebook, or do you have an email address?
I have an email address. They can also contact me on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
My email address is AliciaOrange,
77,
at gmail.com.
Okay.
And my telephone number?
Okay, if you're willing to do that, yes?
It's 078-906-4121.
Okay, and Dylan needs 36,000 rand to get him to Paris before June this year.
Yes, it is.
Okay. You also, just giving you those fundraiser details again, it's the 15th of Feb at Las Vegas Lounge in Mitchell's Plain. The theme will be Valentine's Day. Your tickets cost 30 rand per person. There'll be a raffle at 20 rand per entry and best dress competition at 10 rand per entry, and the event starts at 7 p.m. Alicia, all the best. Send our regards to Dylan. We wish him well. Also to the other players, and Shabir Suleiman. And also to you, and thank you for being an awesome mom and encouraging your child to go and get their dream. We need more mothers like you in our communities. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Jeremy and your team, for having us.
It's a pleasure. There we go. Alicia Orange, if you'd like to contact her and donate towards Dylan's fund, the 36,000 rand that he needs to get him to Paris, you can do so. You can email Alicia Orange. That's Alicia Orange, as in orange, 77@gmail.com. Also, if you'd like to call Shabir, who is the coach of Samba 5 Futsal Club, you can give him a call on 074-738-2675, or you can connect with him via Facebook on Shabir Suleiman.